This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City. By Taylor Tire and Auto on West Tyler in Litchfield. And by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Finally, a tire that lets you go green and save green. Now through April 30th, buy four select fuel-efficient Bridgestone Ecopia or Eco Product tires, and you could receive a $70 American Express reward card by mail. Bridgestone, your journey, our passion. Terms and conditions apply to American Express reward cards. Certain limitations apply, including monthly fee of $2 beginning in month 7 after activation. Visit BridgestoneTire.com/promotion for complete terms and cardholder agreement. Cards issued by American Express Prepaid Card Management Corporation. Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield has the expert tire service you need to take your car's performance to the next level.
There's been a lot of changes in farming over the years, but at Farm Credit Services of Illinois, our commitment to farming and its way of life has never changed. Our products and services are a good fit because we understand the importance you place on your family and your farming operation. If it's the security of a long-term fixed-rate real estate loan, the flexibility of a one-year product, or one of our operating lines of credit, Farm Credit provides the products you want with the service you deserve. As a farmer-owned financial cooperative, Farm Credit has been serving farmers for generations. Whether we're in an office or on the farm, our commitment is the same. Dependable, constructive products and services designed for the way you farm. When you're looking for a lender that cares as much about you as you do your farm, look for Farm Credit of Illinois. You can find us online at fcsillinois.com or at 800-444-FARM. Farm Credit, a good fit for all your farm financial needs.
Hawkeye Steel, located at Exit 44 off Interstate 55 at Mount Olive in White City, is now open Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Visit them about metal sidings for roofs, sidewall, and interior liners, miscellaneous surplus items such as shelving, air compressors, and more. They also are a steel warehouse for angles, channels, flats, pipe, tubing, and more. Come see their portable cattle sheds. They can custom make livestock buildings to your specifications. Call 866-999-7880. Hawkeye Steel. Build it to last. Build it with steel.
And as we begin the farm show on this Friday morning in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now, May wheat is trading at 704 and three quarter, up 7. July wheat trading at 710, up 6 and three quarter. May corn now trading at 657, up 5 and three quarter. July corn trading at 639 and a quarter, up 5 and three quarter. May soybeans trading at 14.13 and a half, up 11 and one half. July beans trading at 13.77 and a quarter, up 9. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, May wheat ended the day at 6.97 and three quarter, up a penny. July wheat ended at 7.03 and a quarter, up a quarter. September wheat ended at 7.09 and a half, up two and a quarter, or excuse me, down two and a quarter. May corn yesterday ended at 651 and a quarter, up two and a quarter. July corn ended at 633 and a half, up a penny. September corn ended at 567, up a quarter. May soybeans yesterday ended at 1402, up nine and a quarter. July beans ended at 1368 and a quarter, up three quarter. August beans ended at 1331, down a nickel. May soybean meal yesterday ended at $395, up 21. July meal, $392.90, up 11. August meal, $380.20, down a nickel. May soybean oil yesterday ended at $49.77, down 26. July oil, $49.96, down 27. August oil, $49.90, down 34. May oats yesterday ended at 373 and three quarter, up four and a half. July oats, 367 and a quarter, up five and a quarter. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices ended slightly higher on Thursday afternoon. Good weekly export and sales figures and an increase in export interest helped to pull soybean prices higher. Concern with cold temperatures in the Plains states and the export sale of U.S. wheat to China helped to keep wheat futures higher for the day. In northern and western Illinois, Country Grain Dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly 1 to 3 higher at 651 to 662, while soybean bids were mostly 9 to 15 cents higher at 1402 to 1426. In central Illinois, Country Grain Dealers quoted shell corn bids mixed, ranging from 654 to 669, and soybean bids were up 9 cents at 1420 to 1431. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids ended mixed at 635 to 676. Soybeans were up 9 to 10 cents at 1417 to 1432, and wheat bids mostly a penny higher at 688 to 706. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were up 9 to 14 cents at 1454 to 1467. Basis ended steady to 5 cents stronger, ranging from 52 to 65 over the May. Hypro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis gained $2.10 to $4.10 a ton to range from $402 to $413 a ton. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were steady to 2 cents stronger at 673 to 684, with basis steady to 2 cents lower, ranging from 22 to 33 over the May. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 2 to 6 cents stronger at 667 to 675, with basis steady to 4 cents stronger, ranging from 15 to 24 over the May. Soybeans were up 13 to 19 cents at 1447 to 1452, with basis up 4 to 10 cents at 45 to 50 over the May. New crop wheat bids for July 13 delivery gained 2 to 10 cents at 703 to 704, with basis also 2 to 10 cents stronger, ranging from option to 1 over July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 1 to 2 cents stronger at 661 to 669. These same elevators raised their soybean bids by 13 to 16 cents, ranging from 1447 to 1454. Soft red winter wheat up 6 cents at 716 to 717, while the Milo finished 2 cents stronger at 630 to 631. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions range from 507 up to 524. New crop soybean bids range from 1186 to 1196. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 508 up to 525. New crop bean bids 1188 to 1207. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from 509 up to 529. New crop soybean bids range from 1193 to 1213. And the new crop wheat in southern Illinois, those bids range from 678 up to 702. That is our country grain report for Thursday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday. April hogs ended the day at 81.60, up 37. May hogs 87.40, down 15. June hogs 89.45, down a nickel. April cattle yesterday 125.57, up 30. June cattle 120.65, up 65. August cattle 121.27, up 52. April feeder cattle yesterday 139.22, down $1.27. May feeders 141.77, down 55. August feeders 148.82, down 35. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with the afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, barrels and gilts on a carcass basis traded 4 cents higher. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded in the range of 76 to 78, with a weighted average carcass price of 76.35. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows traded steady to a dollar lower, with moderate demand and offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows, 400 pounds and under, were 43 to 48, 4 to 5 weights, 49 to 54, and the 5 to 550 weights 53 to 56. 550 and up were 55 to 57. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points traded a dollar lower, with moderate demand and offerings and ranging in price from $50 up to $55, with a few at $57. Receipts for Illinois hogs today total 10,453 head, and from the Schuyler sale, livestock sale at Rushville for April 10th, they had receipts of 467 head. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were 123 to 130, Choice slaughter heifers, 122 to 129. And onto the slaughter cows, they had premiums bringing 95 to 97, breakers bringing 80 to 85, boners 70 to 75.50, and leans 60.50 to 62.50. Feeder steers, medium and large ones, 5 to 6 weights, were 152 to 158, the 6 to 7 weights, 136 to 138.50, and feeder heifers, medium and large ones, 4 to 5 weights were 136 to 150, the 5 to 6 weights at 136 to 138.50. Onto the Walnut Livestock Sale opening report for April 11th, they had receipts of 237 head. Compared to last week's slaughter steers and heifers sold steady, slaughter Holstein steers sold $4 lower in a light test. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were bringing 124.50 to 129.25. Choice slaughter Holsteins were 107.50 to 110.50, and the choice slaughter heifers 124.50 to 129. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 125 to 128. On a dress basis, they were 201 to 203. Heifers on a live basis traded at 124.50 to 128, and on a dress basis, 200 even. From the National Carlot Pork Report, trading for retail and process cuts were not established. No loads were traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $77.08, which was 33 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were $190.15, which was 80 cents lower, and select carcasses were $183.99, which was $1.58 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, slaughter cattle was estimated at 123,000, which compared to 123,000 last week and 124,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 398,000, which compared to 426,000 last week and 415,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange from yesterday: for butter, 173.5, up a quarter; for block cheese, 182.25, up 1.75; for barrel cheese, 175.25, up 1.25. The spot price for Class 3 milk ending Thursday up 7 cents for the day previous, ending at $17.59. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for April, $6.56. For May, $6.67. Corn delivered to Scottville for April, $6.48. And for May, $6.59. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for April, $14.30. And for May, $14.07. Wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.82. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices once again: corn at Greenfield, $6.56. Corn at Scottville, $6.48. Beans at Greenfield or Scottville, $14.30. And wheat at Scottville, $6.82. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Friday morning. Right now, color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
You only get one chance to leave your mark on the land you love. Your farm is your life. The choices you make, the seed you plant, will all affect the legacy you pass down to future generations. So choose a brand with a legacy all their own: FS High Soy. The first proprietary soybean brand, High Soy, has been a part of the land for nearly 50 years, so no one knows the territory better. So grow proud and pass it on. Talk to your local crop specialist at M&M Service Company, powered by Green Plan Solutions. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Across mid-Illinois today, cloudy skies, windy, high temperatures in the low 50s. We will have west winds gusting to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, low temperatures in the low 30s. Scattered frost possible tonight. For tomorrow, Saturday, sunny skies, high temperatures in the mid-50s. Your extended forecast for Sunday through Tuesday, partly cloudy and warmer, a chance of showers or thunderstorms on Monday. Low temperatures in the low 50s, high temperatures in the upper 60s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure is steady. We have partly cloudy skies at the Weather Center right now, a temperature of 38 degrees. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is yours next.
Hit the off-road with a whole new species of John Deere Gator at Sloan's. Introducing the all-new, all-powerful John Deere RSX 850i. 62 horsepower, a fully independent multi-link suspension, and a top speed of 53 miles per hour. It's deer season. Visit any of Sloan's 17 Illinois and Wisconsin locations, online at sloans.com, or like us on Facebook. Power up with
Sloan's. And in the news on this Friday morning, on Wednesday, the United States Department of Agriculture released its World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates. Todd Gleason of the University of Illinois spoke with ag economist Daryl Good on those numbers.
Tell me about the numbers that they were released.
Well, I think the most interest was probably on the corn numbers, Todd. And as expected, the WASD folks lowered their projection of feed and residual use for the year. The question really was how much would they lower that based on the March stocks number, and they cut the projection 150 million bushels, which I think was pretty much in line with what the market expected. At the same time, USDA increased their estimate or forecast of the amount of corn used for ethanol this year by 50 million bushels, but also lowered the projection of exports by 25 million compared to last month's projection. So the net change, consumption 125 million bushels less than forecast last month. Year-ending stocks 125 million bushels larger than forecast last month. In the case of soybeans, the projection of exports actually increased by 5 million bushels, the projection of domestic crush up 15 million, and the projection in that elusive residual category declined by an equal amount, so that year-ending stocks are still projected at pipeline 125 million bushels. In the rest of the world, we did see a larger production estimates for corn in Brazil, up about 1.5 million tons. Smaller import projections for soybeans into China, partly offset by larger imports expected into the European Union and Mexico. Bottom line, not a lot of change for the U.S. balance sheet, slightly larger corn stocks. The big change was in the projection of stocks for South America. Soybeans increased quite a bit from last month.
Does it do the job of offsetting what happened in the grain stocks report in a proper way, do you think?
I think it does. I think the way to gauge that is USDA now projecting feed use for the year at 4.4 billion bushels of corn. And if you subtract from that the implied use in the first half of the year, it says that second half consumption would be about 80 million bushels larger than what we apparently consumed a year ago. And last year, we know that summer use was really probably understated because of the early harvested 2012 crop. The number of feed and residual use for the last half of the year would be about 100 million larger than 2 years ago. To me, it's very logical. It's a number that's very defensible, and I think is a reasonable expectation at this point. But all bets will be off with the June stocks report.
Of course, the June stocks report due out the 28th day of that month. It will come out and coincide with the acreage figures, planted acreage figures for the United States. Do you think 757 million bushels left in the bin for the end of the marketing year is, given no big surprises in the grain stocks report, pretty close?
I think it probably is. I mean, with half the year over, what we're projecting is use in the last half of the year. Exports, could vary a bit from the 800 million bushels projected, but it's a pretty small number, not likely to change a lot. The bump up in ethanol production, I think it may be a little generous, but probably is fairly close. It all comes back to that feed and residual number that will be revealed in June, but at this point you would have to feel fairly comfortable that The number is in the ballpark and says that year-ending stocks will be tight, but we'll have ample supplies to get to the new harvest.
Midday Thursday, market reaction was blasé?
It was kind of blasé. I thought maybe we would get a little bit of a positive reaction in the corn market, but weakness continued, particularly in the old crop months. Really didn't seem to change the mindset in the marketplace too much.
There is a time when the futures begin to look forward to the next marketing year or the next crop year. I suppose that is happening at this time.
It really is. I think with the ongoing kind of adverse weather in terms of getting the corn crop planted, there is some gnashing of teeth, I think, a little bit about how timely this crop is going to get planted. We're kind of in a wet, cold pattern here in April. Looks like corn planting, for the most part in the Midwest, is going to be pushed back to late April, early May. I think that's still very timely planting, but if we see even further delays, then I think there will be some ongoing concern about corn acreage perhaps being shifted to soybeans, although historically it's taken a very late planting season for that to happen, but also some concern about yield if corn planting gets much past the first week of May.
For old crop, USDA, at least on corn, lowered their average cash price for this marketing year. What are your expectations for the next marketing year?
I'm still in the camp that says we have the potential of a very large corn crop yet, and prospects for building inventories. And under that scenario, I would expect we would bring prices back down to the pre-drought levels that we experienced in 2010, 2011, would be more in the $4.50 to $4.75 range, compared to just under $7 expected for this marketing year.
Marketing advice from you, I'm sure, included take crop insurance, but what now?
Yeah, I think now with the delays in planting here and still some ongoing dryness in the western areas, given the price declines that we've seen in the corn market, I wouldn't necessarily be very aggressive on pricing new crop corn at this point. Thinking that this weather uncertainty, yield concerns could support or bring a little price increase back into new crop corn.
Thanks, Darrell.
You bet.
Darrell Good, ag economist from the University of Illinois. I'm Todd Gleason.
In other farm news this morning, the Pork Checkoff is continually working on research projects that have a bottom-line impact for producers. Dr. Paul Sundberg, Pork Checkoff Vice President of Science and Technology, cites porcine reproductive and respiratory syndrome as an example.
We're looking at epidemiology projects, biosecurity, things that can help a producer, one, keep the virus off his farm if possible, and two, may help them to recover as quickly as possible after they get an infection.
PERS research is another example of the Pork Checkoff's ability to leverage funds.
We put into project about $750,000 to investigate the genetic resistance of pigs to a PERS virus. When there's an infection in a herd, some pigs are going to get very sick. They can be fatal, of course, and some pigs recover rather quickly. And the investigation is, what's the difference between those? It seems that on the same farm, same nutrition, same virus, there's different reactions of the pigs. And so we put about $750,000 into projects that looks at that genetic component. What's going on within those pigs? What are the differences within those pigs that allows one to recover and another can't? And because of that $750,000 that we started, USDA put money into the same project, and there's been international interest in putting money into that project. We're up to about $30 million worth of funding in that right now from various countries, from various entities, looking at the genetic component of PERS resistance.
For more information, go to www.pork.org. Our guest on the Saturday Farm Show will be Dave Bormita of Midway Trailer Sales. The Saturday Farm Show will be heard Saturday morning at 6:05 on FM 106, Saturday afternoon at 12:45 on both WSMI AM 1540 and FM 106. As we close on this Friday morning in electronic trading, right now May wheat is trading at 7:04 and three quarter, up 7. July wheat trading at 7.10, up 6.75. May corn now trading at 6.57.5, up 6.25. July corn trading at 6.39.25, up 5.75. May beans trading at 14.12.25, up 10.25. July beans trading at 13.76.75, up 8.5. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Reporting, I'm Randy Prangy.